Now, in chapter 7 here, we see that Solomon not only built the temple, but he built some other structures here. Notice verse 1. But Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. Now, the temple was 7 years, and his palace was almost twice as long in building. It must have been a very elaborate sort of thing. And then we're told in verse 2, he built also the house of the forest of Lebanon. That was his lodge, you know, his second house. It's where he went on vacation. And we're told that the length thereof was 100 cubits. That's longer than a football field, by the way. And the breadth thereof, 50 cubits. That's 75 feet. Height thereof, 30 cupits. That's 60 feet. Upon 4 rows of cedar pillars with cedar beams upon the pillars. Now, all this material was furnished by Hiram, king of Tyre, by the way. Hiram furnished the stone, and he also furnished the cedars of Lebanon. Very few of those graceful, tall cedars are left today. All of that country's been, including Palestine, has been denuded. At one time, it was apparently heavily timbered, but not so today. Now we find that he not only built that, but he built other things. And I'll drop down to verse 8. And his house where he dwelt had another court within the porch, which was of the like work. In other words, he built in a very ornate and elaborate way. Now we're told Solomon made also an house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had taken to wife, like unto this porch. He seems to have put her in a very favored position. And he couldn't build all of those girls a palace. If he did, he'd had 1,000 of them. And that would have been a building program that would look like a housing development today, a government project. But he didn't do that. Now, we are told that that's not all that he did. But we find here that a great deal of detail is given about how the stones were hewn out. They were costly stones, and he made a great court in that day. And we are told in verse 13, and King Solomon sent and fetched Hiram out of Tyre. And this man was a worker in brass. Now, Hiram here is not the king, apparently a man named for the king, and a very skilled workman of that day. And he's the one that made all of these delicate pieces of statuary and that which was made out of iron and brass and gold, all of that. This was highly ornamented, the work that Solomon is doing. It is the evidence of an affluent period and a time of peace. It's in time of peace that the arts develop, of course, and a time when there is an affluent society and a time of prosperity and peace, and that's what this period was.